Good morning, this is Akashivani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Chief Minister Nipurio said he will be launching the Chief Minister's Community Solar Partnership Initiative under the Nagaland Solar Mission this year. Stating this yesterday during the budget presentation in the Assembly, he said with an allocation of 211 crore rupees, the initiative is targeted to install 3 kilowatt grid-connected rooftop solar systems in all village council buildings across Nagaland. The Chief Minister further said the initiative will reduce the state's power imports, ensure reliable electricity and generate community revenue while complementing efforts to achieve a greener economy. Nagaland government has announced the launch of the Nagaland Community Wellbeing Initiative with an allocation of 50 lakh rupees aimed at fostering a healthier, more cohesive society. Highlighting the importance of collective social well-being, Chief Minister Nipurio in his budget speech said that lack of social well-being in the community lead to non-productivity both economically and emotionally. Emphasizing the need for a motivated and resilient society, he said the initiative is seen as a key step towards achieving the vision of a developed Nagaland.
A motivated society as we endeavor towards a developed Nagaland. To this end, Nagaland Community Wellbeing Initiative is allocated 50 lakhs.
The program will focus on promoting community engagement, mental well-being and social cohesion across both rural and urban areas. It is designed as a happiness and quality of life initiative, encouraging positive thinking and stronger community bonds. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Supong Mirin Jamir met Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. The two leaders discussed the urgent need for an early and inclusive political settlement to the long-pending Naga political issue. Mr. Jamir also raised concerns over the free movement regime, urging protection of border communities in Nagaland and highlighted the need for a development and upgradation of village guards. The MP expressed hope for a constructive action from the centre and reaffirmed his commitment to continue advocating for the rights and welfare of the Naga people. Nagaland government will introduce 50 pink scooty taxis across 3 districts as part of a new initiative aimed at creating economic opportunities for women in the transportation sector. The announcement was made by Chief Minister Nipurio during the state budget presentation in the Assembly yesterday.
To introduce economic opportunities for women in the transportation sector, 50 pink scooty taxi will be introduced in pilot mode across 3 districts of Nagaland.
The pilot project will be rolled out in Dimapur, Kohima and Mokokchung. Under the initiative, selected candidates will undergo training through the Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission. Credit linkage will also be facilitated under the Chief Minister's Microfinance Initiative. In addition, the government will also operationalize an innovation seed fund for nano women entrepreneurs with an allocation of 2 crore rupees, targeting 1,000 women across the state. Minister for Rural Development and SIRD Metsubu Jamir yesterday inaugurated the Saras Fair 2026 at Kochezie Local Ground in Kohima. The fair is organized by the Nagaland State Rural Livelihoods Mission under the Department of Rural Development. Addressing the event, Mr. Jamir said the Saras Fair provides a vital platform for self-help groups and rural artisans contributing to the goal of creating over 30,000 Lakhpati Didis under the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision. Highlighting Nagaland's potential, he noted the diverse range of products on display including organic food, hand-woven textiles and traditional crafts. He added that over 1.30 lakh SHG women are driving economic transformation across the state. On the occasion, Mr. Jamir flagged off the Skills on Wheels initiative and distributed laptops and printers to 35 business correspondent Sakhis. The fair features over 100 stalls and participation of SHGs from 17 districts, partner departments, sponsors and 6 from outside the state. And a 28-year-old woman has been sentenced to 7 years of rigorous imprisonment by the court of the Principal District and Sessions Judge Kohima in connection with the death of a newborn. The accused, Roshni Bennett, was convicted on 23rd of this month by Principal District and Sessions Judge Mezivoliti Terre for an incident that took place on May 22, 2022 at Oking Hospital. The court found that she delivered a baby in a bathroom and threw the newborn from a second-floor window. The infant later died despite medical efforts. Pronouncing the sentence on March 25th, the court noted the gravity of the offense while considering that the accused was a first-time offender. She was also fined 5,000 rupees with an additional 6 months imprisonment in default. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.